Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy here in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we still need you to donate. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and give what you can. You can smash that donate and let the fundage flow. Make your check or money order payable to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can call in your debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, preferably. Set up a recurring payment for $5 or $10, maybe on one of your smaller credit cards, or if you have a debit card you want to use. And I'm pretty sure you can get those prepaid Visas, prepay you out a couple $100 on it, and set up a payment. I will be financially stable here in about a week to set up my own recurring fundage. I've been guilty of giving in, you know, $100 here, $40 there, and it's been a little while because I've went through the winter, and I know it's tough. So, but if you can give anything at all, please do so. As a matter of fact, I do want to set up at least $5 tonight. So when we get off, Julie, remind me. And I talked to Mike a little bit Thursday. They're still, you know, still hurting pretty bad. And this is a service that's provided to you. Just like if I came to your house and painted it, you know, if I paint your house and bought a bunch of paint, I would expect to be reimbursed for my time and material. And RBN provides great broadcasting with many different points of view. And they provide a service to you, the listener, and to us, the host, because we can get on here and we have a platform to discuss political issues, news. I do my Wednesday night Bible study, and you know, there's different people on the weekend that have different things going on, and there's got to be a handful of shows at least that you love to hear and that there are no miss for you. And then the other shows, guess what? If you disagree, a lot of them will let you call in. A lot of shows let you call in and disagree respectfully. So you're not going to get this anywhere else. You're certainly not going to get it in Jonesville. So please, please break out the checkbook, wallet, the card, well-concealed cash, whatever you feel comfortable with, and get that donation. So, and Julie, if you would, if you could give me a little text as we go and give me an update on the funded situation. I'll relay it to the audience because it's really important. So, as usual, Monday night is where I run down the news. And top of my list right now is this TikTok ban. Now, I've covered this. William and I first covered it maybe 2.5 weeks ago. And it's where I sort of started realizing that they're wanting to ban TikTok because of the information that's coming through it. And because of these things called reels. And I know I've explained before, let's just go over it real quick again. You know, young people, it was really big with young people. They love the reels, the 30-second to 3-minute videos. Sometimes they're a little longer. And it's kind of like a meme. You know how a meme can with just a picture and a few words can relay a lot of information and reach a lot of people once it starts going viral. Well, that's how these short videos are. And why it's important is because since the Israeli-Palestine aggression, where Israel has been genociding Palestinian children and women, TikTok has exploded with protests. I wanted to highlight this article from the Daily Stormer. Hang on just a second. Yeah, I wanted to highlight this article from the Daily Stormer. It's entitled, "So the U.S. Government is Trying to Force Chinese to Sell TikTok to the Jews." Interesting. I wonder why. Now, I know he's exaggerating a bit. I think there's been some, you know, people of Jewish descent that claim to be Jews anyway that would be interested in buying it. I'm sure that they would really love to have such an influence. But you pull up this article and it gives some data on the very stuff that I've been talking with Patrick about and I talked with William about, and that two of the top trending views, here it has U.S. views on top opinionated Israeli Hamas TikTok hashtags. Free Palestine is at 82.6 million. And then there's another Free Palestine at 35.4 million. You got Free Gaza, a little over 5 million. Free Palestine at almost 5 million. Palestine TikTok at 4.7 million. And way down on the list is I Stand With Israel at 2 million. So you compare that with the views that Free Palestine is getting. And, you know, a lot of leftists use TikTok. It does have a lot of leftist propaganda. It's got a lot of, I've ran across some, you know, pro-white stuff on there. It really is one of the more uncensored media outlets. And that these reels, they flow into Instagram and Facebook. Now, I noticed a lot of young people are using Instagram, more so than Facebook. I don't know if it's more than TikTok, but at least as much. It's interesting. They like to do these cooking videos. So these young people, I mean, they're anywhere from 14 to 25 years old. And they'll do these cooking videos, you know, and they'll cook a dish that maybe took hours. And they'll edit it down to where it's like a 3-minute video where you can see them throw the ingredients in there. And it gets a lot of traction. But as they're on these social media platforms, this other stuff about Palestine is coming across their screen. And if you click on something and watch it, the system builds an algorithm on you and it sends you similar videos of that nature. And I've seen, like I mentioned last Monday, some really horrible, just sad videos of children being maimed. And these are people that have pulled their cell phone out of their pocket and filmed it over, you know, in Gaza and posted it onto their own social media. And it's went viral. It's went and it's been spread all over. Obviously, this one hashtag has 82.6 million views, Free Palestine. This is why they're wanting to ban TikTok. This is precisely it. I've got another related article on this. So far it's passed the House. The House has banned voted to ban TikTok. This is from AP. If it'll pull up, everything's kind of slow. House passes bill that could lead to a TikTok ban if Chinese owner refuses to sell. So they're wanting the Chinese owner to sell it to an American company. The House on Wednesday passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake, as lawmakers acted on concerns that the company's current ownership structure is a national security threat. So that's how they're wanting to paint it. And they're trying to say that, by the way, it passed in the House 352 to 65, and now it's going to the Senate where they're kind of unclear how it's going to go down. It says that TikTok has more than 170 million American users. And again, these 82 million views don't necessarily reflect how many users, but it could be, but it's at least, that's a good chunk of the users are viewing this, okay? And they're painting this as saying, well, they're afraid this Chinese company will collect your data and sell it. I mean, sure, every social media does that. Facebook does it. Instagram does it. They want to, you know, send advertisements and videos. Companies pay them big money. And that's why it's a free app. They want the consumer, you the consumer, to see it. They want these 170 million Americans to see the product that they're selling, right? So it's pretty simple. But this, again, our own government, we're to believe that they're so interested in protecting our data. When have you ever gotten any kind of a royalty check or any kind of money for the data that social media rips off of you and sells to corporations? Never, right? And your data is worth money. You should get a cut of that, but you don't. So they really don't care about you, your privacy, your data. The FBI and the CIA are building intricate files on everybody that uses anything online. But Jeremy, I don't have social media. I'm based. Okay, do you have an email? Have you ever had an email? They're collecting that data. It's all being stored. And AI can go through it and pick things out, keywords like white or Jew or anything at all that you have typed ever can be combed through and used against you. Yeah, we still have the First Amendment, but they'll think of a reason to raid your house. You know, they can pull the data and they can figure out, okay, this is not me. I don't smoke marijuana, but there are a lot of people that are right wing that are into marijuana and have weapons. Well, that's a federal violation. So they could, if they pulled enough data out of your messages and out of, you know, all your email stuff, they could figure out and take a chance that maybe you have weapons and marijuana on your property, and they could have you raided for whatever reason. If you express the wrong political views, they could, you know, target you. So they use this data against us. Our own government does. It's hogwash that they're afraid that China is going to use this somehow against us. What's China going to do other than, you know, sell product? So there's that. And this little data chart that the Stormer published is sort of vindication of what I've been thinking for a few weeks now, ever since I've been noticing these reels and what I've discussed with other hosts, is that this is what they're worried about. This is causing a backlash of what they call anti-Semitism. And it's just flooded through the Democrat Party, and it's completely ruining them to the point where even Chuckie Schumer is calling for Netanyahu to step down. Let me make sure I told that right to you. I'm just going through some of this myself tonight. It's been a day, but I don't want to tell you wrong information. Pretty sure I heard that headline today. Chuck Schumer. I think I heard it on Chris's show. Schumer blasts BB. Typing this up as we go. But yeah, because the Democrats are really scrambling, and the Republicans not so much. They don't have to worry about it because their base is pro-Israel. So it's not right-wingers. It's not pro-Trumpsters, you know, being affected by all of this. Here you go. Yep. It's a YouTube video. Chuck Schumer calls on Netanyahu to step down. Israeli Prime Minister blasts Senator Chuck Schumer. So you got dissension amongst the Jewish power here. Chuck Schumer calls on Netanyahu, calls him an obstacle to peace. Why are they doing this? Because it's all about what's best for Jewish power. And right now, this is not good for Israel. This is not good for Jewish power in America. And it's not good for their administration that they have intact now. But Jeremy, they'll just put up, you know, the Trump administration will be even more pro-Zionist. Yeah, probably will. But we're going to get some, hopefully get some trade, a few good things out of that, even though I don't know what they are. I'm going to discuss that with Patrick tomorrow. I try to hold all the Trump stuff for when he's on so you can get a real, you know, objective political analysis. And he kind of bounces it off me, you know, sort of play bad cop, because, you know, that's the way a discussion should work. But this is the deal. And, you know, you see this dissension in Jewish power a lot. I've mentioned Stephen Steinlein a lot in the last 7 years, you know, how in 2001, Steinlein wrote when he was, he wrote a paper called The Jewish Stake in America's Changing Demography when he was in Center of Immigration Studies. And it was basically an open letter to his fellow Jews in power saying that you're pushing this immigration thing too far. And if you push it, the way that you're doing, you're going to flood America with anti-Semitic Muslims, and you're going to create a white lash in response to all these third worlders coming in and wrecking American cities. And we see this come to fruition. We've been seeing it, but we especially have seen it in the last year. Violent third worlders from Venezuela and Haiti, now even cannibals from Haiti, coming to a city near you, maybe even a small town near you. The kind of people that would pull out a machete and have no qualms about splitting your head open for your wallet, this type of thing. So there have been in the past, you know, reasonable, intelligent Jews that understand that this thing is going too far. And this is what you see with Schumer. It's he understands it's not good for Jewish power, for these images of blown up children to be all over social media. And for, you know, the Democrats and the leftists, if you will, the people that support child trainism and third world immigration, this is flowing through their media, and there's a really big backlash. So that's the story on that. Speaking of the illegal immigration problem, and it's not just illegal immigration, by the way. It's legal, but right now, illegal is what's in the forefront. It's what everybody's talking about. Even liberals in these big cities are tired of it and are pushing back. But South Americans are flying in to America to steal from homes and then flying back to their own countries. South Americans flying into America to steal from homes and then flying back to their own countries. Well, at least they're flying back. I don't know. Is that the silver lining? New York Post. Wealthy Los Angeles residents are increasingly seeing their luxury goods stolen by bands of burglary tourists who are exploiting the U.S. visa system to enter the country, break into mansions before fleeing back to their home countries with the loot. This is a warning from police. Burglars are from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru. And they are allegedly responsible for 94 burglaries in just one section of the city in 2023. Officials with the Los Angeles Police Department have reported this to the Los Angeles Times. The gangs are also believed to have stolen from Long Island and New Jersey last month. And back in 2022, the FBI considered them an enormous threat, quote unquote, to the U.S., this according to a supervisory special agent reporting to the Washington Post. Keep in mind, I don't think they're as big of a threat as white nationalist terrorism is to the FBI, but they're on up there. They're definitely maybe in the running, okay? Because at least white nationalists aren't breaking into mansions and stealing things from liberals in big cities. So at least we got that going for us. They have only become more active in the past few months, according to Los Angeles police, as they announced a task force to crack down on these, quote, Lanzas Internationals or international thieves last week. Whoa, that's racist. I was not comfortable reading that at all. Crack down on these international thieves. That smacks of racism, my friend. And, these Los Angeles cops need to just kick their white privilege to the curb and let these people come into these mansions, because reparations, we stole the land from them. I don't know. The number of crimes tied to these kind of crews are way, way up. Despite overall burglaries being down, the LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton told the LA Times that overall crime is down, but these crimes are way up. I don't know if I believe overall crime is down. Anyway, we're up on the first break. Got more news on the other side and your calls if you want to weigh in. Back on the other side. A night falls and I'm alone. Skin, yet you.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back to In Plain Sight, your Monday night rundown of the news, taking your calls live for your Monday night drive, 512-248-8252, if you would like to weigh in. So, under this same article, there's a program, okay? So that these have been entering the country under a 2014 visa waiver program that was intended to increase tourism from trusted countries, right? This program is known as the ESTA, the Electronic System for Travel Authorization. Now, you can pull this up on ESTA.gov. It's the official ESTA application website from U.S. Customs and Border Control. Under that, you can click on how do I apply, frequently asked questions, and so on. So it's a thing. And just was reading up on it on the wiki article. So this is an automated system that determines the eligibility of visitors to travel to the United States under the visa waiver program. All right. ESTA was mandated by the implementing recommendations of the 9/11 Commission Act of 2007. Why they would recommend it, I don't know, but we don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. I just wanted to give you an overall gist of what this is. So the ESTA only authorizes travel to a U.S. airport, border, or port of entry, but admissibly into the United States. And it's determined by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. An officer determines that upon arrival. So the ESTA application collects biographic information and answers visa eligibility questions. So I believe it said they can only be here for 30 days. Yeah, the ESTA was needed for travel under the VWP to the U.S. territories of Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, but some of these territories have separate waivers for certain nationalities that do not require an ESTA. So the point that this article was pulling up, was mentioning, is that the cops are thinking that these traveling thieves are coming in under this program. Okay, it's for an unlimited number of 90 days. It allows South Americans to enter the United States for an unlimited number of 90-day periods. So in other words, stay here 90 days, go home, wait a little bit, come back again for another 90 days. This is where they believe they're targeting these wealthy homes in cities with lax bail laws, and then they return to their home countries while on bail, according to the Washington Post. Fascinating. And there's even some mugshots here of some of the fine South Americans that have taken advantage of this great American program to come in and loot all of these great wealthy liberals in big cities that are probably mostly sanctuary areas. That's the irony of it, isn't it? So yeah, you got that. Then back, I had another related immigration article. Here we go. The Supreme Court tells Texas they can't enforce immigration laws. Yeah, this is the same Supreme Court who we thought was going to kick back some rights to the states. Abortion seemed to be the only thing they really did in that category. From CNN, the SCOTUS on Monday indefinitely blocked Texas from enforcing an immigration law that would allow state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The so-called administrative stay will remain in place while the court considers emergency appeals from the Biden administration and others who want the justices to block enforcement of the law while their legal challenges to it play out. Monday's order does not include expiration date for the stay. The order came from Justice Samuel Alito because he oversees matters arising from the appeals court that is currently weighing the case. Again, this is all just show and theater. Every state has a constitutional right to protect their borders. The U.S. has an obligation to its citizens to protect its borders. We don't need any legislation. We don't need this to be decided in court. It can be a thing. These people can literally be turned around at the border and sent right back. And it's all constitutional. It's all legal. These are just games and theater that's being played out, probably for election year. And again, we shouldn't live in a critarchy. Even though it seems like that we do, the Supreme Court has so much power. And really, we live in a corporatocracy where, you know, corporations are the movers and shakers. But, you know, you can bet the corporations are funding all of this and pushing all of this. So anyway, up on the bottom break, back on the other side of some calls. There's something I wanna say.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
To Influence Side after bottom of the hour break. And call screen, we got Vinny. Couple calls on hold. Vinny from Indiana, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Comment on some of the stories you've been covering tonight. This last story you covered of the immigrant, flying in people from South America and Central America to rob rich people in California. And a lot of part of it is hilarious, because you got these rich liberals in California are all for open borders, and they're bringing in people to rob them. But how is this being organized? Because if you break into a rich person's house, you steal like jewelry, you steal some expensive Rolexes or whatever. You just can't go to the airport and leave the country, you know, with that stuff. I mean, you came into the country without it, and how much money are you going to get for a Rolex in Peru or, you know, some part of South America? Somebody is recruiting these people to come into the country, steal their stuff, bring the stolen goods to them, fence it, and then guarantee that if they get caught, that they're not going to, you know, they're going to be able to get them out of the country, so they can't rat them out. So the fence knows that, hey, I can get these people who steal from me, I can give them money, wire it back to Central America and South America, and I don't have to worry about them. You know, they're not going to be threatened with a jail sentence, because we're going to have immigration lawyers get them out with no bail and get them back out of the country so they can come back and do the same whole thing again. This is a really sophisticated operation. And like Mike Enoch made this point, like, you have all these, luxury department stores which are being robbed blind and destroyed and put out of business. And the people, the blacks who are running into these stores and liquidating the shelves, they're being hired, they're being recruited by a sophisticated criminal organization that can guarantee that they're not going to spend any time in jail. They're not, you know, they're not going to have to worry about bail. We got lawyers. Everything is all set up for them. It's kind of going like Antifa. You can go into join Antifa, burn down a city, and not spend a day in jail. In fact, in some cases, if the cops treat you a little bit too roughly, then they'll sue the city and get you more money. So, you know, this is like Mike Enoch says, this is a very Jewish operation. The Jews run the immigration lawyers. They run the court system. They're recruiting these people. They have the retail and outlets to fence the goods. I mean, this whole thing just stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I think there's definitely a fence involved, and because these people are surely not flying back all of these items, and in a lot of cases, the article said that they've been caught, and because of the lax bail laws, they just make bail and skip. So they're selling this stuff even before they're getting caught and somehow getting that money back. And I'm sure it's going through multiple hands, you know, understand.
Who runs all the wire services for the money? Who runs all that stuff? It's all Jews.
Yeah, so there's something big going on here. And, I had never even heard of that ESTA program. You know, I had to look it up. But that's crazy that these people can just come in here for 90 days at a time, you know, on lax visa laws. It's just, it's nuts. You know, how are they getting around? Are they able to drive? Can they drive on their visa? I know in Kentucky, because of all the farm workers, that these people can drive on a visa and their license from their own country. In a lot of cases, they just show their visa and their license isn't even looked at, you know, if they're driving a farm truck.
Yeah, I want to just make one quick comment about TikTok. The thing that is driving the Jews crazy about TikTok is that people are reposting videos that, you know, Israelis are posting in Israel of them committing atrocities and whatnot in Gaza and on the West Bank. And, you know, they don't have any shame in it. They think, you know, the Israelis think this is great. I mean, they're setting up, the Israeli civilians in Gaza, and they're setting up, they're bringing their kids and setting up bouncy houses and having celebrations. They're preventing these trucks from bringing, you know, critical food for children that are being starved to death, and, you know, and preventing medical supplies. People are being bombed and whatnot. And, you know, they're celebrating what's going on. 90%+ of the Israelis have no problem with being done in Gaza. So, you know, and this is people in TikTok. It's just like, you know, like lives of TikTok we encourage LGBT. We encourage, you know, teachers to come out and be out of the closet and grooming kids in our schools. Then they post the videos on TikTok. And then when somebody else complains about the videos that are being posted on TikTok by other people, then groups try to shut down lids of TikTok, which is actually run by a Jew. So it's kind of Jews playing both sides of the political fence. You know, there's good Jews who are against groomers, and there's, of course, the ones that are pushing all the LGBT stuff. But they want to shut down young people for noticing that the Jews are celebrating their acts of genocide, which is, you know, that's where the problem is. And that's where now you got all these groups picking up on this. you know, and they're disgusted by it. But, you know, all they're doing is reposting stuff that the Israelis are putting out there on the internet for everybody to see.
Yeah, there's a combination of that, of Israelis posting stuff just because they've gotten away with so much for so long. They just think it can keep going. There's a combination of that and parents in bombed out hospitals posting pictures of their dead children on their own social media. And all of this is just flooding the reels in Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. It's just flooding it. They can't keep it off. They ban 10 and, you know, 50 more show up, and it's just crazy. But yeah, I think you're definitely onto something there. And I want to look more into this ESTA program and try to follow some money trails.
This is a huge organized crime, and it's more than just, you know, Jose flying in from Venezuela or you know, Brazil and doing this stuff.
Yeah, well, everything about the invasion of our country and the robbing of it is organized. It has to be for it to be done on the scale. And there's all the politicians are on a take, you know, one way or the other. Even the Republicans, especially the Republicans, you know, they're beholden to big corporations that benefit from these workers, and that's how it's always kind of been. I mean, since the last 24 years, really, you haven't had any politician really talk about immigration critically when you had Trump. But he, even his business has benefited from them, you know, and he openly admitted that. So yeah, there's a lot to this. I want to do a deep dive into this and sort of figure out where this money's going and some of the different, and start naming some names. I think that would be a good show. I'll do a little research this week, maybe next Monday.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Vinny, for your call. Okay. We have next Bubba Scout Reb. Reb from Colorado.
Yeah. This is U.S. Pentagon First Team Bubba Scout Reb. I've been asking around, what are you going to tell your progeny, your kids, and the kids they have, if they're still around? Like my granddaughter, I'm not going to tell her anything, but I didn't quit. We didn't get it done. Everybody else failed us. That's what happened. I think everybody who hurts my granddaughter, they got to go to hell. I'm serious. This is sick. You don't do this to America. And then we call every day. Call a national command center. Don't shut up about us. We'll military quarantine the state. I just had the social worker read the letter. I can't open the mail anymore from Social Security. Part B Medicare will no longer get paid from the state of Colorado, so they're going to charge you so they can pay for the illegal aliens, $174.70. I don't use Medicare. I never even showed the card because I got, you know, 100% U.S. Army Service Connect Priority Group, upgraded by RSEC, Secretary of the Army's Office. The VA doesn't like it. But I had to have people from Wounded Warriors resources, because this was last century, Wounded Warriors projects for this century. And she called me from Reston, Virginia, and she got on their case. She said, what the hell are you doing? He's Priority Group 1. And she's talked to the federal agent. She didn't want to talk about that. It's in charge here in Colorado for Bubba Scout Reb. All this is going on, and I told people before, what the hell are you going to tell your offspring, huh, when this thing collapses? And it will, because I never saw a letter like this. I didn't read it. The social worker, I have to go around government plates because we can't drive ourselves anymore because they're after us, because they're jerks. That's the state of Colorado. And it's everywhere. So, like you said, you can't go anywhere.
It's destroying America, and these corporations operate on such a global scale that they don't care that it destroys America. They don't need America anymore, obviously, and the corruption is so entrenched. I don't know that any amount of voting or getting people in office is going to stop it.
Well, also, if you were white boys and you had a gang of thousands of you, how far do you think you'd get into Canada? They'd open fire on you. You know it. If they saw a mob of whiteys going north, what do you think they do to them? They let the others in, but mighty coming across into Canada, those hose heads will open up on you. You know it. And there's no way you're going to get away with anything going up there. And they don't even want you there. And what are you going to tell your offspring? Because if you don't say, hey, someone kept harassing us, we wanted to do something, and we just ignored them. That's not an answer. That's telling them you're sealing their fate. This is just
so
the beginning.
I've got a serious question for you, Reb, and I want you to answer me without the hyperbole, without the you know, World Wrestling Federation lingo. I'm not making fun of you, man, but you tend to kind of be like that. You said you have connections in the Pentagon. I have yet to understand what you're talking about. Can you just give me a plain answer without incriminating yourself or whatever?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? The Secretary of the Army, named Alex Santiago. He's the senior advisor for Christina Warmus, the Secretary of the Army. They phoned me. I mean, they're checking in on what's going on. And I'm a civilian. All three of us are either directly, indirectly U.S. Army, and they know all about us. And so does the Congress of the United States. That's the connection.
So when you talk to this guy, like, what is the intended action? What are you expecting this person to do, the secretary?
Well,
the Secretary of the Army is Christine Warmuth.
Right.
I just Googled it.
The one who runs the office is Alex Santiago. He was Army Airborne. He knows all the people like General Flynn. There's two General Flynn. But this is what we want, troops here. And that's why I talked to the National Command Center. I call them. They said, we'll call us back on Friday. I said, no, I'll call you back till you get troops here. And that's what I tell them. And their number is 703-697-9121. They say, you don't abandon witnesses in the contiguous 48 states. We're gods in America. This is a judge advocate general complaint. So, yeah, I have connections. The Secretary of the Army's office phones me. And I
so I've got I've pulled up Alex Santiago, U.S. Army, Washington District of Columbia, AXO. He's got a LinkedIn page. So, yeah, this guy's there. You're saying you have contact with him. I don't know, man. Tell him we've had enough and, you know, we're ready for some justice.
Well, that's what I say. I said ground those stupid tankers dumping all those nanoparticles on you. That's not good for you. It's killing the whole planet. It's not going to go good for America ever. He said there's a Y-12 tanker. We know where they're coming out of Nebraska, out of Wyoming, in this sector of the country. They're worldwide spraying and dumping. You see the effects. Nothing's going right. We were driving towards Colorado Springs area with a van. I said, look, you can barely see the Pikes Peak. It usually it was bright and easy to see, but it's hazy. Like they said, the skies are no longer blue anymore. You could see the haze. This was a clear day. You can see the peak. It's covered with snow because it snowed here this week. Some places it was surfactant snow. They pointed out, how come the airport only got 1 inch? And then up in the mountains it got 5 feet, and around the south side of the town got 20 inches. I got about 6. I didn't even bother. The shovel, it melts. The sun hits it, it's gone.
Yeah.
But this is surfactant stuff.
What makes you think these people at the Pentagon are not in on the take? What makes you think they're not getting paid to just let this happen? Because literally the only thing that would turn this whole thing around would be a military coup. There's not enough armed civilians that are going to do anything. I do not advocate violence anyway, but I'm just making a statement. These people are most likely on the take.
Well, you don't understand. They came out here to take our statements from General Milley, CID command. We're civilians. And we gave it two separate residents here in Lakewood, Colorado, and the region aid headquarters is here. I told them, bring in at least one company to start, Fort Carson, Fort Riley, this all three-core area, and you take over that region aid center. Right on the northeast corner is Army Reserve. Don't take any crap from them. They're just taking up. That's the start of this. Take over the region. Let the governor complain. And then we'll show you where his mansion is. You deal with him. And they'll put a ring around the state capitol. The hell with them. They can't go on their own. That's what this is. They've seceded from reality. They're not part of America. You have no jurisdiction in the state of Colorado. That's what this letter is effectively saying. We don't want to pay your premium. What? I think it could be going nationwide, but that's not the point. You know who they're paying for, and they don't give a damn.
And all of the key people in the military are bought and paid for and are on the take. They're destroying the military with transvestites, homosexuals, and people that hate white Americans. They're filling the military.
I believe you, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop. You paid for them. They show up. Let them get fired on. No matter who they are, they get lead coming their way. They're not going to like it, and there's going to be a rumble. That's what we want. We want controversy when I talk on the radio, and we want action when they show up. This has got to be done.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for your clear answer. And be back on the pod. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you earn.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Okay. The last segment of In Plain Sight. Vladimir Putin notes that NATO agents are already in the Ukraine and dying. By the way, I would like to congratulate Mr. Putin on his recently elected fifth term as president with 88% of the vote. 88, that's an interesting number. And now he's telling us what we kind of all already know. From RT, it's no secret that fighters from NATO states are present on the ground in Ukraine. Russian Vladimir Putin has said, arguing that these service members are facing extremely grim prospects. Speaking to his supporters and the media on Sunday night after his landslide presidential election victory, Putin stressed that Moscow is well aware of calls in the U.S.-led military bloc to potentially deploy troops to Ukraine. Putin said, quote, "We hear both French and English speech there. There's nothing good in this, first of all, for them, because they die there in large numbers," according to Putin. He also weighed in on a potential full-scale conflict between NATO and Russia, warning that it could not be ruled out. Quote, "Anything is possible in the modern world, but everyone knows that this would be one step shy of a full-scale World War III. I don't think that anyone is interested in that." And I couldn't agree more. We're not interested in that. And it is already World War III. It's just been happening financially. Every country on the globe, just about every country that matters, is involved financially. And these sanctions have resulted in BRICS and further empowerment of China, the Belt and Road Initiative, and so on. And that's why these corporations, like what I was telling Reb, I mean, they don't care about America anymore. They have money to be made in Eurasia, and you're going to see that shift. You're seeing that shift. And the best that the U.S. could hope for would be to get Trump in and negotiate some sort of a deal to tap into the Belt and Road. This would mean he would have to truly be a candidate of peace. I'm not holding my breath, but it will be fascinating to watch it all play out. I don't know that anyone's going to do anything about this immigration, even if you stopped all illegal immigration and started turning them back. We've reached critical mass with approximately 50% white European stock in America, and half of those have so far been cheering on the immigrants and are saying stuff like, as long as they're legal. So that's it. That's the state that we're in. That's your news for your Monday night broadcast. And again, I want to encourage you to donate. Julie, if you will, get on the phone with me. I've got ye old debit card here ready to go, and I'm going to do $10 tonight. With more to come next week. And I hope everybody that hears this gets out 10 bucks and gets it to RBN somehow, or more, $10 or more. All right, you guys take five.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.